Hello. Yo, what's up? I gotta turn this shit down. I think that's better. I might have been too close. I'm like, yo, what's good? Yes. I am AJ. How was your day? Yeah, see? Bars. smooth. My day went smooth. I'm happy. Any day that I could without backhanding somebody or cursing somebody the fuck out. You know what I mean? Or ending up in a fucking back of a police car or on an episode of fucking Cops. Like any day that I could come home and talk to you guys, I'm good. I mean, like, I don't know. It's, I think, an important thing, like, because I don't want to be a, an important thing, like, that I mean, like, that I was thinking is just, like, just don't watch out for fucking distractions. You know what I mean? Like, we live in a day where there's just like it's so many distractions. You know what I mean? It's so many stories, like it's physical distractions and mental distractions, right? You know what I mean? Like the physical distraction, say there was a story some years back. Where a girl was into an argument with her father, and she had on her headphones because she was so busy trying to ignore him because she was angry with him. Now, I mean that she didn't know that she was on the train tracks. Her father was trying to warn her that the train was coming. That's a fucking oh, yeah. That's like. Yeah, those type of distractions, like, and just period. It's not even just the fucking cell phones. It's just like just anything that gets you. If you set out to do something during your day, say you write out a list of things you gotta do during your day. You know what I mean? And this is what you wanna get done. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a level of discipline. That's really, yeah, that's the truth. Like, it takes a level of discipline to set out what you want to do and then, like, don't let nothing sidetrack you until you do it. It's sidetracks. That's what gets me is being, I don't like being sidetracked, especially when I know, like, what my end result, I know what the end result of what I want is going to be. Like, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Like when I do the show, I know what I want. Like, and I only get one chance to do it in a fashion that the way I want it, which is just like it's fucked up. It's a gamble every night. Like, yo, one night I had to just like I had to do the whole thing over, and I was like, yo, oh my God. Like, but yeah, man, like, yeah, like, oh, just being like, just staying on a path where you know the end result and not getting sidetracked, especially sidetracked with bullshit, sidetracked with bullshit. I mean, like, yo, I try to give y'all a little motherfucking gem every show. I try to give y'all a little something at least. Like it just can't be all just fucking like has to be something like it can't be all broth. It gotta be some fucking chicken in there too, right? The girl on my Twitter page that's slandering turkey bacon is dead wrong. I mean That's fucked up. And update update to the story about the girl that got caught with the gun in her vagina. They smacked her. I think they smacked her with another 10 years. I got the article. And I seen the gun. It looked like some shit out of motherfucking Wild Wild West. That gun looked like it was about fucking 80 years old. Yo, you go. I don't care how many shots that shit fire. After the first one, that shit is broke. It's done. But I guess in some cases, all you need is just one shot. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Yo, I'm watching Handmaid's Tale. This story is just fucked up, man. Oh, God. I don't want to spoil it. No, I'm not going to spoil it this time. I mean, not tonight. Not tonight. But yeah, this shit is fucked up, man. Oof. It's definitely a cautionary tale. Yeah. Of letting the wrong people get a hold of the reins of the fucking of the leadership in our fucking society. It's definitely no matter what, oh God. The story is just so fucking, it's so well done, but at the end of the day, it's fucking scary because that is a fucking possibility that we could be under the thumb of just a handful of other people's ideals that was worse than the people's ideals that came before them. It's a fucking possibility. I mean, wow. Got some stories. You know what I mean? No, I keep some shit in the holster, babe. No? Yeah, that's the story about the Missouri woman. Missouri woman who smuggled. This is an update. Missouri woman who smuggled loaded revolver into prison in her body cavity, sentenced to 10 years. Did they add another 10 years? That gun is fucking yo, that shit is ancient. If she can shoot that shit, I'm surprised it didn't just so old that it didn't just go off while it was inside her, just out of old age, just coughed. A Missouri woman who smuggled the pint size. I did the story already. 39 pleaded guilty in mid-April, knowingly possessing a weapon inside the Boone County Correctional Facility by sneaking. She had it in her vagina. The detention sergeant is said to have performed a thorough pat search at the jail, and a procedural strip search was conducted before Will Hyatt. I don't think they searched her. No. You get searched so many times. First, you get searched when you're arrested. Then you get searched when you get to the precinct. You know what I mean? Then when you get to the correctional facility, they search you again. They search you so many times. Yo, how did they? Somebody dropped the ball. But she definitely didn't drop the gun. She got some grip. That's that grip. Yo, at three times, yeah, the gun was four. Yeah, they, believe it or not, there are other examples of women who have been convicted for hiding loaded pistols in their vaginas. And it's fucking highlighted like this is a fucking link, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Yo, pun intended, I'm not going down that hole. Pun and fucking intended. Jesus Christ, yo. Authorities say they found White in one of the jail's housing units in possessions of a gun which was loaded with five bullets. How does that fucking thing load five fucking bullets? It's small, but yo, that shit is fucking ancient. Where the fuck you get that gun from? I don't know. What her ass is gonna do 10 years. You know what I mean? Oh shit. And there's no good mug shots. Yeah, it's shitty mug shots. I just wanted to update y'all on that. You know what I mean? And for that, I'll take a fucking sip. Gun up your motherfucking coochie. Damn. story. That was a goddamn doozy. Oh, I got some weird shit, man. Yo, it's not this. This one isn't even your Utah woman missing for 5 months, found alive camping a canyon after living off grass and moss. This is not weird to me at all. I mean. Because yo, sometimes we just need to fucking get away from fucking society. I mean, we all do, and I know I'm one of them because I am a fucking I say it all the time. I'm a goddamn hermit. Shit, like yo, it's good to be around people to interact at the same time, but sometimes you need just a goddamn break. I mean, like, and I think that's what this woman did. A woman missing since late November was found alive Sunday in Utah Canyon, and cops believe she'd been camping out in the area. I mean, like, yeah, she been missing since late November, and was found alive. Now, I mean, the unidentified 47-year-old woman was reported missing in November 2020 when Spanish Fork Canyon Rangers found her abandoned car in the area in Utah. And yo, honestly, I see cause for concern for her family after they see the car like abandoned and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because weird shit happened to people. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many times I could just fucking walk through that door and never come back again. And nobody never knows what the fuck happened. There's not any fucking closure or anything. You know what I mean? So yeah, like her family was only doing what like there should be some panic. You know what I mean? If, especially if you're a dumbass, if you just going to go fucking camping and you don't call me, like you just call me and tell you like, yo, I'm going camping. You know what I mean? But nah, you don't go camping for like fucking like fucking 6 months. Then I should be officially able to fucking remarry. Now, the Utah County Sheriff's Office said in a press release, previous efforts to locate the woman were unsuccessful, but searchers caught a lucky break. They were flying a drone when the drone crashed, and they had to hike into the canyon 50 miles south of Salt Lake City on foot. I mean, and this the tent. Oh shit, this the tent. They got the rocks up under there, man. Look. A woman lived in this tent in Spanish Fork Canyon for several months. During the drone recovery mission, the search team stumbled across the tent. They believe the tent was abandoned. Nope. Until the missing woman poked her head out to say hi. Yo, I'm surprised she didn't get shot. This scared the shit out of a motherfucker. The woman told the cops she'd been eating grass and moss to survive and drinking out of a nearby river. Officials said the woman appeared weak and underweight, but they believe she knowingly chose to remain in the area. Yeah. Our hats off. Nah, she like, man, I gotta get away from these motherfuckers, man. Like, yeah, our hats off to her as a survivor. Whatever else is going on in her life, her ability to survive in undoubtedly difficult circumstances is remarkable, yes. I'm pretty sure a couple of those cops, those fucking, well, a ranger could probably survive out there for years, years without having no fucking human contact with any fucking body. So, but a regular cop that comes home every night and does all that shit, no. Yeah. We want to be clear that while many people might choose not to live in the circumstances and conditions this woman did, she did nothing against the law. I believe she just wanted to fucking get away for a little while. Know what I mean? Hey, sometimes we recommune with nature. And in the future, she might choose to return to the same area. So what? Who cares? Know what I mean? They'll be, then motherfucker, then after that, like, they'll understand, like, yo, this is just something that she does. I mean, and yeah, shout out to that lady. They didn't give her name, but shout out to that fucking lady, man. She's badass. Get the fuck away from these people and their stresses and their all that and their distractions. Get away from the fucking distractions and yeah, spend some time to yourself and get your mind right and come back. Like focus. If you want to come back, shit, she might not even, you know, she was out there in 5 months. I mean, like, yeah, she wasn't going to come back until she felt like she wanted to come back. But since you found me, fuck it. Now I got to check in with my family. You see, I should be fucked up, man. Now I got to check in. Now I got to explain myself. Now I got to say something. Yo. Nah, that's a bold move, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's like shit like bears and shit in fucking Utah or whatever. Fucking wolves or whatever. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some shit out there. That if you're not careful, that you could get fucked up. Shit, she said she was drinking water. She said she was drinking water out of the fucking river. How do you survive 5 months by doing that? And not have either shitted or puked your guts out or both at the same time. Just by her knowing what to eat. Just by her knowing what to eat and how to drink the water for 5 months, that she only got, she lost weight because she wasn't eating meat, obviously. I mean, she lost weight because she wasn't eating meat. But shit, they said she appeared to be good. Said she poked her head out and said, sup. I mean, I'm surprised they ain't fucking shoot her ass. Yo, next story. That's not the one. Yeah, man. Like, yo, it's people out there that do that shit, man. Yeah, this fucking dude, Josh Duggar, charged with child pornography offenses, asked judge to release him to his wife and six children. Oh, hell no. I don't even know why the judge even, like, I guess you gotta at least hear what he has to say, but you know before you even get the sentence out, your answer is already no. You know your answer is already no. Like, hell no. Know what I mean? Former conservative activist and 19 Kids and Counting star Josh Duggar, who was indicted last week on child pornography offenses, asked the federal judge on Tuesday to send him back home to his wife and children. No, you do not get to be around those kids. Not with the shit that you were doing. Know what I mean? Child porn. No, stop that. Duggar is requesting that his court permit him to return home to his immediate family during the pendency of the case. Wrote in a 9-page, Duggar's lawyer, Justin K. Gelfand, wrote in a 9-page brief. How do you defend somebody like that? Like, I guess this is a court system where everybody needs defense. Know what I mean? But, like, how do you have a case like that under your motherfucking belt defending this fucking guy? Like, I don't know. The residents of his home are his wife, who was pregnant, and their six children. How? I don't know. Let's read through. Duggar's indictment charges him with receiving and possessing material depicting the sexual abuse of children. You fuck. Come on, man. Chief U.S. Magistrate Judge Aaron Wiedemann. Okay, that's I tried twice. I'm not doing it no more. Said during a hearing on Friday that if she did release Duggar, she would likely require a third-party custodian in light of the charges. What? She's considering? She would likely require a third-party custodian in light of the charges against him. His defense team proposed an alternative arranged based upon the judge's comments. And the alternative, inconsistent with Chief Judge Wiedemann's request at arraignment, Duggar has provided the court's Office of Pretrial Services the name and contact information of a third-party custodian whom with Duggar can reside. Okay, so you need somebody to watch you. Yeah, you need somebody to watch you while you out. I mean, if they let you out. Okay, I mean, okay, that would make sense if he wasn't like a creep. And yeah, no minor children residing at home. Nope. I mean, you can't be around no kids. It is the defense's understanding that the Office of Pretrial Services has investigated this possibility in lieu of detention. I think like he's getting all this pretrial shit because he probably doesn't really have a record or anything like that. But who cares? Like, because you caught him with this shit. He didn't just start doing this shit with receiving pictures of shit and trading with children being sexually abused. These people don't just be starting this when they get caught. They've been doing this for a long time and they just haven't gotten caught yet. Like, yeah, like, okay. It is defense's understanding that the Office of Pretrial Services have investigated this possibility in lieu of detention. Regardless of where he resides, Duggar is committed to abide by any conditions of release established by this court. And I'm supposing he will have to stay off of like, you get no internet. You can't log on to no fucking internet. I mean, the judge will hear the prosecution's motion to keep the 33-year-old reality TV star behind bars at a detention hearing scheduled on Wednesday afternoon. I mean, like, yeah, I say, I will fucking keep him. And I can't, I'm not a judge. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that go into making a decision like that. That I would fucking keep him. Like, I don't know. Or if he they say he was a 33-year-old reality TV star, like, I mean, like, I don't know what type of life he was introduced to, being in fucking show business. That's what's fucked up. I mean, that some of these people grow up in these surroundings where they when they come up in these surroundings around certain elements, then they grow up thinking that the shit is okay. I mean, like, so I don't know. Or maybe he just had a tick for that weird shit. Who wants to see fucking children get sexually abused? That shit doesn't even like, it's not my thing. You know, it's just not my thing. All right. Next story. He doesn't get a fucking shot, fucking scumbag. Yeah, whatever you were doing, you knew that shit was fucking wrong. I mean, and you got caught. Yo, this shit funny as hell. Yo, Pennsylvania man shot his own dog and barbecued it, police say. I mean, I want to know. Did you slow cook that thing? I mean, did you shoot it? Did you, what kind of dog was it? Like, and it's fucked up that you did it to a dog. I mean, like, yeah, it's Pennsylvania. You can shoot fucking deer. Like, yeah, you can shoot fucking deer. Yeah. Yo, people shoot deer. I mean, like, oh, out there. And that's all it is. Like, you open your backyard, you open your back door at any given time of night, and there's just nothing but deer. You can fucking shoot deer. Why would you shoot your own dog? That's fucked up, man. Dogs are incredible. Policeman shot his own dog and barbecued it, police say. What type of sauce did you? Sweet baby Ray's. A Pennsylvania man was arrested last Friday and charged with aggravated cruelty to animals after allegedly shooting his dog and grilling it over a fire pit in his yard. Goodness gracious. Bucks County prosecutors, Bucks County, which is probably the main reason they call it Bucks County, is because there's plenty of deer to shoot. Like, yeah. Said Nikolai Lukyanchikov. Yeah, okay. Okay. That's the I tried once, I'm not gonna try it again. 48 was still in jail after failing to post bail. He's also been charged with discharging a firearm into an occupied structure, reckless endangerment, among other charges, according to, yeah, goddamn. Police responded to his home. They said his name. I just put his. You should make me an editor, yo, because I'll simplify the fuck out of some shit. Like, police responded to his home in Northampton Township around 7 a.m. on Friday after someone reported an open fire in his lawn. God damn, 7 o'clock, you shot the dog for breakfast? He was found inside the home on a couch, incredibly intoxicated and unable to speak, according to an affidavit obtained. Oh, you got drunk and killed your dog. Wow. He was also burning $100 bills in the pit and had put a grill grate on top. The small dog was on that grate and badly burned by the time. Oh, come on. By the time the officers extinguished the flames. The man's roommate told police she had heard what sounded like a gunshot earlier, and he had told her he shot the dog with his handgun and put his body outside. Oh, man. Pennsylvania enacted new tougher laws against animal cruelty in 2017. Under the new statutes, he faces up to 7 years in prison for the aggravated cruelty charge alone, if convicted. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, come on. Send his ass to jail. Drunk ass. And I'm the one to talk, right? My drunk ass. I mean, I never do nothing. Anything similar to his fucking drunk ass. Yo, incredibly intoxicated and unable to speak. Shot his dog and was using $100 bills as fucking charkohol. Yeah. Nah, that could be me. I have a shot for the dog, man. God damn. Take a shot for the fucking dog. Fucking people, man. I'm not perfect, yo. I will get drunk. First thing I'll probably do though is wake up through some type of fucking messages telling some girl some shit that I don't feel when I'm sober about it. And tell her I love her and I like her and all types of other shit. Oh, God. Of all things. Of all fucking things. That's stern. Moving along. Barbecue that shit. I thought, yo, my initial fucking thought when I heard that he barbecued it was that like on some savage shit that he just motherfucking like that he really cooked the dog on some motherfucking on some chef shit. You know what I mean? On just some weird, he got a weird name. You know what I mean? He probably come from a spot that's used to like, I don't know, eating dogs for breakfast, grilling dogs for breakfast. I don't know. Like, yeah, but that's fucked up, man. Like, yo, he just got drunk and shot his dog. You know what's really messed up is that when you sober up and finally realize what the hell you did, that you killed a dog that you probably otherwise loved to death. I mean, like a dog is a fucking companion, man. I mean, like, yeah, like that shit right there. Like, that shouldn't even come to your mind on that shouldn't even come to your mind no matter what mind state that you're in. Dog, yo, I will believe that somebody got drunk and shot another person. I mean, like, that makes more sense than getting drunk and shooting a dog and putting it on the grill. I would replace that story with the person, and no matter how fantastic it is, I will believe it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, next story. Yeah, Florida student accused of rigging home queen vote faces up to 16-year sentence. Yo, this is, and I was not going to do this story until I cheated and I read ahead because I was like, I gotta cut some of this shit. I gotta cut a few stories out because I had like nine, and I was like, yo, a couple things gotta go. I mean, like something gotta go. And I was going through them, and this one, like, it kind of like stood out. I was like, yo, how, first off, how in this country that how many elections that just in my lifetime have been shady because there was talks about recounts and shit, because there was talks about the fucking voting machines being rigged. Presidential elections. This is just a fucking prime. This is a homecoming queen. You know what I mean? She gets to be homecoming queen for fucking what? Like fucking like what? 1 year? And then every reunion after that, you're just getting fucking older. And like, yeah, they remember you from like class of fucking whatever. Class of whatever from like, yeah, and nobody really cares because they're all old now. How many times have you heard about election machines being rigged? Then there have to be so many recounts and something is wrong. And we're talking about the fucking president of the United States here, that something is fucking fishy. And they want to give a girl, a young girl, 16 years for this shit? Up to 16 years means like she probably won't do the whole 16. If she does anything, like they'll fuck around and slap her on the wrist. But yo, just the fact that you're threatening that young girl with fucking up to with a 16-year sentence, you're threatening her with that. In Florida, this is Pensacola, and yo, how important is being homecoming queen in Pennsylvania, in Pensacola, Florida? That how important is that? Y'all act like y'all really gonna fucking like give her a throne and some fucking authority. All it is just a fucking, it's a pageant, it's a memory, it's just something to remember somebody by. That's all it is. Fucking 16 years of fucking rigging the school's election? Are you fucking kidding me? Ask the fucking last three presidents how they fucking really won the election under oath, and they'll fuck around and tell you, yeah, the fucking machines. And it was what? I think Bush. I think Bush got in. I think Bush got in because it was some funny shit with the fucking votes. Know what I mean? And his fucking like his brother or something runs Florida. He got like a yeah, he's like something with Florida. Like, yeah, so what the fuck, man? Like, yeah, they said it was something about that's how he got in, is that he had a hold on Florida. And that Jeb Bush, I guess that's his brother or whatever. Know what I mean? Like that, he might have finagled something. Maybe. Know what I mean? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe. Maybe not. But yeah, and you got this girl like you fucking got in the JM Tate High School, home of the Aggies, Emily Grover and her mother Laura Carroll. Assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School. Oh, see, that's what her mother, Emily Grover, and her mother, Laura Cal, assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School, were arrested in March after authorities said the duo used Carroll's special access to the district student data system to cast hundreds of student to cast hundreds of fraudulent votes for Grover in the homecoming queen election at Tate High School. Oh shit. So basically, yeah, I don't think it called is fucking that's some shit. Like you're hacking into a data system with students' possibly personal information and shit like that. These are minors with their personal information. You're hacking into that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can see how, but it really 16 years though. 16 years. People hack fucking banks for like for people hack banks and steal millions for less. 16 years. Grover was arrested when she was 17. She turned 18 on April 16th. This is not unusual with young people of that age, juvenile court, because these kids are getting so smart that they know, like, yeah, cannot do anything or supervise them until after they become 18. And so it just makes better sense to move them into adult court where they can say, so you're really gonna have me fucking tied up until I turn fucking 18. You fuck face over a fucking prom, over a fucking homecoming queen. Yeah, come on. Said assistant, don't you got murders? Like, nah, man, you got murders. It's Florida. There's shit going on. People's fucking alligators are snatching babies. Nah. And you worried about a fucking homecoming queen scandal? Get the fuck out of here, assistant state attorney John Mauchon. While Grover will be charged as an adult, the court still has the ability to impose juvenile sanctions because, yeah, the shit happened when she was a fucking juvenile. You know what I mean? Kyle remains free on $6,000 bond, and Grover is free on $2,000 bond. Prosecutors said the mother and daughter each face a maximum 16-year sentence. You cannot possibly give either one of them people nearly a fraction of that fucking jail time for that, because you look at the intention, now, man, you look at what they could have did, but look at what they really wanted to do. Know what I mean? She just wanted to win homecoming queen, bro. Know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up. It's unethical. It's illegal. You manipulated people's personal information. Know what I mean? You did that. It's fucked up, but it doesn't call for all that much fucking jail. It's not that fucking serious. With all the shit going on down in motherfucking Florida. I mean, this is making the fucking news for me all the way up here in sweet old Jersey. We talk about that shit. Like, I've seen better. They are each charged with, They are each charged with offenses against users of computers, computer systems, computer networks, and electronic devices, third degree felony, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, third degree felony, criminal use of personally identifiable information, third degree felony, and conspiracy to commit these offenses, first degree misdemeanor, which they'll probably like fucking like all of them not gonna stick. You know what I mean? Like, and October 2020, the Escambia County School District's election software application flagged hundreds of votes in the homecoming election as fraudulent, causing the district to contact the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. An investigation revealed the two ultimately cast 246 fraudulent votes across two devices, according to, yo, they got this shit, man. What the fuck? They really put a lot of motherfucking police work into this shit, yo. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, get the fuck out of here. They really put a lot of fucking, they really put bodies on this shit. They put manpower on this shit. They got motherfuckers like finding out what the fuck happened. Like, yo, is it not possible that she just couldn't be homecoming queen? Like, legitimately? Know what I mean? Like, who knows? Like, yo, y'all is just. Florida, I'm about to tell y'all, y'all, yo, y'all motherfuckers are the fucking recount capital, man. The recount capital of the fucking country, bro. Like, can't nobody win nothing without y'all demanding a fucking recount. Fucking Florida, yo, get the fuck out of here. At the same time, the district student council coordinator was notified Grover had allegedly talked about using her mom's focus account. See, you talked about. That's why you can't do shit for kids. If mom was really on top of her shit and she really wanted her daughter to be fucking homecoming queen, she would have did the shit herself and kept her fucking mouth shut and don't tell your daughter nothing. Yeah, you won it, baby. It was all you. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was all you. They all love you. That's why I wouldn't have said nothing. Know what I mean? Yeah, focus account with district-wide access to cast votes according to arrest warrants. That's why you don't do crimes with children. Now, I mean, focus is the student data system where parents, teachers, and students can access information like grades and health records. See, health records is a big fucking deal. anything. Like I told you about the HIPAA law, the Health Information Privacy Protection Act. They don't play with that shit on no scale at all. Like, no, that is a reason. That's probably one of the main reasons why this shit is so fucking serious right here. Like, yo, fuck the grades, the health records, fuck the votes, it's the health records, the health information. You know what I mean? The investigation also found that Grover openly used her mother's account to access other students' profiles. See, now she's fucking around. You should have never let her. Mom should have handled this shit from start to finish. And please, I'm not telling anybody to do this in the future. But mom just was sloppy. She put in sloppy work. Law enforcement officials collected 9 statements from students and a teacher who said they either heard Grover talking about accessing the account or watched her log into it over the course of 4 years. Oh my God. Yeah, said the matter investigate said the investigation into that matter is still ongoing. Grover was ultimately expelled from Tate High School, of course. According to her arrest warrant, Carol was suspended from her position after her arrest. You lost your fucking job. All you had to do was just do it yourself and keep your fucking mouth shut. You know what I mean? Like, no co-defendants. Fuck it. What? That's the game. No fucking co-defendants. School officials have declined to say if they have determined, say if they have since terminated Carol, citing the ongoing court case. Yeah, they got. Maybe since they fucked, yeah, no, it just leaves a foul fucking taste in everybody's mouth for her to walk around. You know what I mean? Like nothing happened. She got to put on a smile. You know what I mean? Like she got to be in the employee break room. Nobody wants to fucking let her get coffee. District employee firings must go before the school board. However, employees are referenced by ID numbers and not their names when that's accorded. God. I would have rigged that shit up, and like, and my daughter would have never fucking knew nothing. My daughter wouldn't have knew shit. She would have swore that they that she would have swore that it was just a natural, that it just happened because she got the votes naturally. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and I would have nobody. I would have took that shit to my fucking grave. But I'm built different. You know what I mean? I'm built different. Shout out to her mom though, man. Like, you know what I mean? For working with her too. Man, shout out. Yeah, shout out to her mom. Not shout out to the motherfucking daughter for opening her fucking mouth. Nah. Shout out to her mom though. For that, I'll take a sip. Yeah, man. Like, yeah. Pensacola. Was that the motherfucking like did that break the news bank? Pensacola. Jesus Christ. I think this is my last story. How we doing on? Yeah, nah. I got some shit. I got some money. Yo, okay. Criminals release. Pardon me. Criminals release hundreds of cockroaches into restaurant and bizarre attack. You want to talk about bizarre? The Taiwan restaurant G House Taipei is presumably closed for cleaning after a pair of men enter and release more than 1,000 cockroaches inside on Monday night. That's finishing you. They finished you. Nobody's gonna come back after that. They fucking finished you. I don't know, unless they eat roaches in Taiwan. They just be like, oh well shit, it's a fucking roach. I don't know. I don't know what they eat in Taiwan. They might eat the fucking roaches and roasted fucking rats and shit on a stick and ill. They eat weird shit overseas. I don't know. I mean, they released more than 1,000 cockroaches inside on Monday night. God damn, yo, that's somebody that wants to injure fucking business. The bizarre attack seems to have been precipitated by a financial dispute between G House Taipei's owner and an organized crime syndicate. No, the mob, nigga, the fucking Taiwanese mob, organized crime syndicate known as Bamboo Union. And they are currently searching for the perpetrators and three accomplices. According to the South China Morning Post, Bamboo Union is a Taiwanese triad, them fucking triads. You don't fuck with them, man. That is intentionally notorious for its involvement in drug and human trafficking. Some of its 10,000 members were reportedly behind the 2015 kidnapping of Hong Kong businessman Wang Yuk Kwan, who was forced into a car in New Taipei City that September and found badly bruised in a deserted house 38 days later. These people don't fuck around, man. Getting the money issues with these people, they want their fucking money. Like in 2008, the magazine Foreign Policy ranked Bamboo Union as one of the most dangerous criminal organizations in the world. God. At the time of the incident, G House Taipei was hosting a meeting of police officers, yeah, including Taipei Police Commissioner Chen Jiacheng, according to Nine News, whatever. In total, more than 700 people were in attendance. Yo, they caught him on a perfect night. However, Chen said that he had not found any evidence to suggest that the attack was meant to target law enforcement personnel, but no, it was there in front of the fucking news and in front of people of like fucking like good upstanding. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Shortly before 7:30 p.m., the men broke in and flung hundreds of small cockroaches into the air near a counter on the second floor. They flung them in the air just like a bag of fucking cockroaches. Just fucking like flying everywhere like confetti. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Near, yo, into the air near a counter on the second floor. Yu Young Mian, the deputy chief of the Zhongshan police substation, said, yeah. He added that the cockroaches appeared to be the sort commonly fed to fish. Oh, ew. I feed fish cockroaches. I know they will eat them, but some of them will eat them. But if you feed that to them and then you eat the fish, like I don't know, man. Like by the time backup arrived 3 minutes later, the men had fled on a scooter. Security camera footage implicated a woman and two other men. Like, yeah, one served as a driver and two as lookouts. While they split up to evade police, he said they had every confidence that they would be brought to justice. No, because they still ain't caught him yet, did they? On Tuesday, Chen revealed that the attack, which he compared to flinging paint or fecal matter, it was more like fecal matter. Come on, these are fucking cockroaches. And these motherfuckers are landing all in my fucking food and shit, and my fucking drink, and my sake, or whatever the fuck they be drinking. Shit lands all in my fucking sake. It's all in my fucking hair. I got my nice suit. These motherfuckers on my fucking shoulder. This what the fuck, man? Catch them motherfuckers, man. Like, yo, if I'm the chief, I'm like, yo, you better catch these motherfuckers, man. Like, who allegedly owes Bamboo Union money? Yeah. It was directed at G House Taipei's owner, who allegedly owes Bamboo Union money. Yeah, that's the best time to do it. It's when the news and everybody and all the fucking public figures are there, and the news, that's the biggest part, the fucking news. Chan said that the attack's outlandish nature would not deter him from investigating it thoroughly and that he would prosecute the suspects in accordance with the law. See, and in so many words, what he's saying is that, yo, I'm gonna get these motherfuckers for throwing roaches on me. Man, like, yo, fuck that restaurant. If that restaurant owed him money, they better pay them that fucking money. You know what I mean? But this is a personal motherfucker. This is a personal undertaking right here. You know what I mean? Fuck that fucking restaurant. Earlier on the G House Taipei Facebook page, posted four four photos of a video and a video of a man and of an inspector spraying what appears to be a pesticide, you're never going to get rid of all the fucking roaches, man. Like, no, you're not. You're not. That's, yeah, you're fucked. Nobody's coming back. Nobody's fucking coming back. I wouldn't come back. I've seen fucking, yo, I seen a fucking at a Chinese food store. I seen at a Chinese food restaurant, you know what I mean, back years before. And I'm waiting for my food, and I watched the motherfucking, like, I don't know what they use for the fucking wok to spin the rice around the fucking wok. I watched the motherfucking, like, just smash a motherfucking roach with the shit that they use the fuck with the fucking wok, and fucking just kept doing the shit in the fucking wok, and I walked right the fuck out. I mean, I walked smooth out and never came back. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, nah. Like, so for 1,000 of those to possibly be, to I know that's officially at least 1,000. You know what I mean? Because they breed crazy. You know what I mean? So at least 1,000. Crazy, yeah. Like, nah, that place is done. They need to turn that shit into a fucking strip club. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's over. You know what I mean? Even if, oh God, I don't know, man. Hey, girl, I'll play the shop for that shit. Yeah, I'll take a shot for that shit. Fuck that. Once I watch that motherfucker bang that shit, bang that roach with that big ass spoon. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Nah, man, I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to another Chinese food store down the street. That just probably did the same thing 5 minutes before I walked in. Integrity, man, like shit. It's been fun. This is my last story. We on time. Yeah. Cult leader found mummified in Colorado home. Cult leader found mummified in Colorado home, seven arrested. And you people are fucking nuts. Yo, and I listen to stories about cults and all types of shit, and most of them are like, they don't mean nobody no harm. They just believe shit the way that they believe it. Now, I mean, they just want to live a life the way they want to live a life. But that shit is fucking crazy, man. Now, I mean, like, yo, if I can't. I mean, like, me personally, I can't be in no cult. Because, yo, you hear about the cults like, damn, I forget about the one, man. It was Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate had the men be castrated. They got themselves castrated. And like everything that they said was gonna happen, none of that shit never fucking happened. I wanna believe that the fucking that Waco shit, the Davidians, that Waco shit, like, yo, it was a cult where the men and their wives would join the cult, and then like it was just the one guy. I don't know if that was the Branch Davidian cult. I mean, I think that was the Waco where only the leader of the cult was allowed to sleep with the women, and fucking like, yeah, these fucking people were David Koresh. It was either Koresh or fucking like, I don't know, but that shit is weird. You get these cults where like the leader of the cult is the only one that's allowed to sleep with your fucking wife, and he has like fucking like 20 fucking kids, and y'all all live on a fucking compound. Like, that shit is fucking weird, man. Like, hey, if it floats your fucking boat, man, like, hey, if it floats your fucking boat, if it gets you through the fucking day, like, god damn, man, I don't think that shit is fucking weird. Seven cult members have been arrested after police discovered the mummified corpse of the cult's leader wrapped inside of a sleeping bag and covered in Christmas lights. What? Love. The body was that of Amy Carlson, says NBC2, who was known to her followers as Mother God, the leader of a religious group known as Love Has Won. She was reportedly found dead on April 28th in a home in Moppet, Colorado. Where the fuck is that? According to Ozark First, the body was found in a back bedroom and was wrapped inside of a sleeping bag and laying on top of a bed. The woman's eyes were reportedly covered in glitter-type makeup, and the body was covered in Christmas lights. Fuck. That shit's so fucking creepy. I just heard somebody slam the fucking door at another fucking apartment and I jumped a little bit. That shit. The warrant said, so what, they were still like worshiping the fucking body even after she was dead? Like, the warrant says the publication noted that the body appeared to be set up in some type of shrine. God. You people are fucking weird, man. Like, yo. When and how Carlson died has not yet been released. Two children were also present in the home during the arrest. The 13-year-old girl and the 2-year-old boy were handed over to social services immediately following the arrest. However, Ozark First reports that the boy has been since reunited with his father. Yeah, you get me the fuck. Because his dad, yeah, if it was a woman's only cult, then most likely the fucking father was seriously against that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, according to the arrest warrants, Lamboy lived in the home where the body was found. Damn, the warrants state that he opened his home to the seven members on April 27th because they needed a place to stay. At some point, Lamboy left the home and returned to find the mummified body. He tried to leave his home with his son. However, Lamboy states that the members would not allow him to leave with his child. What the fuck? Lamboy then decided to flee the home by himself and report the dead body to the Salida Police Department, which is the best you could do on that point. I mean, I guess that was the best quick thinking to do something instead of doing nothing. I mean, like, yeah, the kid, yeah. The report was then handed to the sheriff's office. The seven followers faced charges of child abuse and abuse of a corpse. I don't think they put glitter and fucking Christmas lights on it. Shit, I wish I went out like, did somebody put me out like that? Give me a send off. Give me the fucking big send off. Like, yeah, the Denver Post adds that another existing member of Love Has Won. Bobby posted also that I guess they had fucking guys. It's fucking probably one of them fucking cults where the fucking the women are fucking, you don't talk to her unless I say it's okay to call her, where the women are, I don't know, a woman's first fucking a women's first cult. Like Bobby posted on Facebook, Mother God has ascended. What the fuck? Mom had told us all this was coming. She prepared the team and all who feel. Oh, God. Mom had told us all this was coming. She prepared the team and all who feel her for those mom moments. Sharing is spelled really fucking weird. Shared frequently stories of 2008 when the Galactics took Mom to the ships and shared with her. This was a death mission. The Galactics. Oh, I almost hit my head on my fucking microphone. I'm glad I did. We thank everyone for their full surrender to the divine plan. continued Bobby. Mom will give you the next step in your heart in every present moment. Like, yeah, they got mom, but it's MOM in capital letters, and then it's ENT in lowercase. This fucking weird, man. The team are respectfully honoring the process law enforcement required, and we are grateful for their diligence in protecting humanity. Thank you. And good night, Denver, Colorado. Fuck, man. Fuck, man. That's some weird shit, bro. That's some weird motherfucking shit, man. Like, yo, like, oh. No weirder than, because it's weird shit in religious, in religion, in all religions. It's weird shit in all religions. You know what I mean? Like, let's not sit here and act like it's not some weird, it's not weird shit in all religions, but that shit is fucking weird, man. Like, they fucking put Christmas lights and glitter on her fucking, like, yeah, and just had a corpse. Like, I don't know, man. I couldn't do it. Hey. I couldn't do it. I mean, fuck, yo. Like, yo, with that, is these the pictures of these fucking women? Oh, shit. It's not mugshots. I don't care. Yo, with that being said, I'm gonna wrap this podcast up. Yeah. I mean, like, yo, like, it's been fun. It's been very fun. You know what I mean? And this was the half cast. The podcast is different. I haven't done one of those in a second. I might work on one this weekend. But fuck it, yo, if you fucks with the show, if you fucks with the show, reach out. Hit me on Twitter. I mean, RYEZ. Oh, come on. I was on such a roll. At Rise and Shine. RYEZSHYNE. At Rise and Shine. Or you can hit me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. Instagram, Taco Meat 05. I mean, like, fucks with y'all. I mean, fucking, stay, wear your mask. Don't trust this shit. I mean, be cool. I mean, and I'll holler at y'all. I'll holler at y'all very, 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 very soon. Peace.